RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, our show team has us staying over in London for today's G-Block back-to-back segments as Jo Franco, well, she's about to check in via Google Meet for today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Wouldn't mind being in London right now. When you travel, things can happen that you don't necessarily see coming, and in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. So rather than putting your investment or possibly your well-being at risk, make getting covered part of your travel planning. It's affordable and it gives you protection in a lot of different ways.
And whether you're in London or anywhere in the world when you are on the move, TravelGuard.com/Carrie is the place you should go. And why is that? Well, Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. When you think about what travel costs these days and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. You head over to TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You get the coverage you need. You can also find a link anytime at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, you may know our next guest as one of the hosts from the hit Netflix show, The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rentals. Jo Franco has created over 600 videos on the internet across two YouTube channels, amassing over 1.3 million subscribers. Jo's also a polyglot, creating content not just in English, but also in French, Portuguese, Spanish, and Italian. She joins us now from London via Google Meet for today's personal connection segment of the show.
Well, greetings, Jo. Nice to see you here in the studio with Mary and me today, live from the UK.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. Oh. I feel closer to you and the U.S. already.
Exactly, through the power of Google Meet. We appreciate that. You know, from all the people that Mary and I have encountered over the years in travel, including our own story, frankly, you know, the travel world has a tendency to find you rather than you finding it. So I want to start with your beginnings. You know, you came to the U.S. as a young girl from Brazil. Moving to a new country, you know, that's a major event for a child, any child, right, out there, right? So how much, you know, has that, if you will, that move had a role in your curiosity to travel, Jo?
I mean, I feel like travel is not a hobby for me. It's really embedded in who I am as a person because as a five-year-old, when your mom says, hey, are you up for an adventure? How would you like to move to the U.S.? As a five-year-old, you don't even realize you live in a country, that there are other countries out there, that people speak different languages that you don't speak, that people look differently. But me, as a five-year-old, I was like, ooh, adventure? Let's go. And I think that kind of attitude has shaped the rest of my life. And when we left Rio, so I was born in the middle of the city in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, so really born and bred to be Brazilian. When we moved to Connecticut, of all places, and my mom refused to go to the cities where there were Brazilians, because she really wanted to give us that American experience. So it was culture shock. And I know we've all, you know, as travelers, we've experienced culture shock. But for the beginning of me becoming me, my experience was understanding how to navigate culture shock and a language barrier because none of us spoke English. And I mean, those years, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, all of those years are so critical to our development.
Yeah, very formidable, right?
And in those years, instead of playing with my friends and, you know, Saturday morning cartoons, I was learning English. I was, you know, cleaning houses with my mom. It was a very different childhood, but it taught me this grit and tenacity of using curiosity because we didn't have any money. We didn't have any support, you know, and it was my mom, single mom with three young kids. Yeah. And we went from Brazil where we had support and a village, you know, around us to help. We had that, but she still wanted the American dream. So we basically plucked ourselves out, popped ourselves into Connecticut and completely started over from scratch. And then after that, I just became, you know, very curious about the world because I realized even if you don't have money, even if you don't have connections, you can always be curious and you can always learn. And when I learned English, I became this little superhuman computer of translating for my mom, for the new kids in school. And this snowballed into a passion for French and Italian and this desire to live abroad.
I mentioned in your intro that you're a polyglot and you create content, not just in English, but in various other languages like Portuguese and Italian and other languages.
We will
and
do this interview in English.
We're going to keep this in English, but I think it's fascinating. And clearly you have a gift. I think you have to have a gift for languages, but I know they're important to you. And I know they're important to you when you travel to connect with locals and things like that. You're in our personal connection segment today, Jo. You've already done a great job illustrating how travel has really impacted you personally, but I'd like you to expand a little bit You know, because fast forward to where you are today, I mean, you know, one of the hosts of the world's most amazing vacation rentals, a hit Netflix series. You've just written a book called Fluentish, I believe. You just had a book launch in London. I mean, clearly you have and are living that American dream. So talk a little bit about what that means to you emotionally and where you are in your life today with travel.
You know, Mary, when you say it, it just sounds so good.
It's like
sometimes you need to hear
it. You work hard. Yeah, I know you do.
And I think that's it. When you're in the thick of it, when you're on the ground, you know, doing the books and doing the shows and you're waking up and you're working 14-hour days, it doesn't feel like this glitz and glammy story. But when you zoom out, you're like, dang. At least for me, I'm like, wow, this is what the sacrifice was all for. Like, we moved and we abandoned everything that we knew for me to have these opportunities. And I think it's a symbiotic connection, because on one hand, I've been able to carve out this American dream. But on the other hand, I wanted to make that sacrifice worthwhile. So I worked really hard. And again, before you have anything, all you have is your brain and your grit and your work ethic and your attitude. And that attitude got me in many rooms that maybe I wouldn't have gotten into. And it wasn't just going from, I don't want to host a Netflix show. It didn't just happen like that. I had to do 20 odd jobs. I was one of the first Instacarters, okay? So in college, I was going to school in New York, and I was studying international business because, you know, growing up, learning about entrepreneurship, I was hooked. I was like, wow, I want to be a global businesswoman. So before I had a career on camera, I was really admin. And with these dreams of being an international businesswoman. But then I started making YouTube videos. And the minute I saw the power of storytelling and filming a bunch of things that seemingly had nothing in common and piecing it together in a beautiful packaged video, I was like, wait, I think this is a business. And so to support myself on that dream, I found jobs like Instacart. I painted houses. I ran car washes. Like the list.
But that's what you do when you're an entrepreneur. I mean, and that's exactly, because you don't lose sight of the goal or the ambition, but yet you have to fund it, and you have to, you know, sometimes life is not A, B, C, D. Sometimes you have to go A, N, M, B, you know, D, however it is, the squiggly line is. And you've certainly done that. And as you said, I mean, with all that you have accomplished and now with the book, and I mean, it'll be interesting to see, because one thing we do know is you're not going to settle. You're going to keep going, which we appreciate. So obviously, you're talking to a large travel audience around the country right now, right? You know, with all your international travels and still having to maintain the content creation aspect of it, you're on the go a good portion of the year, constantly working. Mary and I totally appreciate that. We're looking forward to actually having a little downtime with the holidays coming, you know, in a week and a half or so for us. What is it that, you know, a few things in Joe Franco's toolkit, if you will, that you depend on when you travel, and it keeps you on your game, you know, as successfully as you have been able to make it happen?
Well, it depends. There's so many different kinds of travel, and we know this, right? There's travel for leisure. There's business travel. There's travel for being a digital nomad. And I've done many versions of travel. There's travel to start a new life and become an expat. For me now, I think it's a combination of all of those sorts of travels, to be honest. What I've started to do now, and this is a luxury, and I'm very grateful that I get to do this, but I want to stay in a place for longer than, let's say, 2 weeks. And right. With that, I basically travel with a studio in my bag. So I have all my cameras, all my gear. Anywhere I am, I can film at the airport. I could film in a train. I could film in my apartment. And then I establish the routines on the ground. And then I sign up for a co-working space and I go to a gym. And I really start living like a local in the place, even if it's for 1 month, 2 months. That's what I'm doing here in London. And then I could do that in, you know, Europe. But like, go to Belgium for a month and make some new friendships. But the reason I started changing, because previously it would be, you know, a week here, 2 weeks there. When you do that for a decade, it gets exhausting. Mm-hmm. And not only does it get exhausting, but it's very hard to make any kind of serious connections. Right. It's really hard, because I call it the last day curse. You know, when you go on a trip and you're there for like 10 days and the last day of your trip, you meet the person that you connect with so deeply.
Right. Yes.
And my heart was constantly breaking. Mm-hmm. I was like, on the go, always crying in airports,
Well, what you're saying, Mary's saying, we
back
say
to
this
the
a lot.
Human connection there is, too,
we
travel.
Love travel, all the experiences, all the people, all the connections, all of the, you know, just all the nuance of travel, right? It's so much of it. The good, the bad, the indifferent, we love it. But I often say there is something to be said about, you know, eating off your own dishes, sleeping in your own bed, you know, being able to interact with your own friends. So, I mean, it is that we wouldn't trade what we do. It sounds the same with you. But at the same point, you know, you do need those roots. You need to come back and reset and so forth. So, Joe, listen, this goes by quickly on our show. We are going to have to continue the conversation with you and continue to follow you. Congratulations on the new book. I want to give people a website that they need to go to. That's just joefranco.world. And folks, it's J-O, joefranco.world. Or they can follow you as well on social, joe_franco. They can find you there as well. So have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy the holidays, okay?
Likewise. Safe travels to everybody.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Joe Franco, folks. Again, joefranco.world is the website. Go check out all that she's done. She's already had a great career in travel. She's got a bright future going forward as well. Right now, though, Mary and I, we have to step aside. We have to continue to pay the bills on this show, and that means Bobby's going to run some sponsor messages for us. Up next, it's The Right Stuff. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.